Good afternoon on this August 20th, 2021. You are joining me here on Mars Bar this August 20th once again. And I'm Marcy Latimer. Thank you so much. We do appreciate you coming on board. And of course, welcome to Mars Bar on EA Truth Radio, brought to you by eternalaffairsmedia.com. You can always give us a donation, clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. God bless you. I always like to start with a prayer, and I'm going to let you know that, of course, during these difficult days that we are having, filled with disappointment, we cannot forget who the real enemy is. Hating and blaming those that are deceived isn't right. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. Luke 11:4. Just remember that, because a lot of people are being deceived. Yes, I call them the demoncrats. I do. I admit it. But we know who is the real enemy. So we keep God in place. And hopefully God will shine a light on all the corruption and all the deception that's going on. And then those people who are being deceived, hopefully they will finally see the light. We pray this. We pray this, oh Lord. It's been very difficult, especially recently this past week with what's happening in Afghanistan and all the Christians being left behind, the Americans left behind. This is horrific. And we support our troops. God bless the military. God bless all the veterans. God bless all the soldiers who have fought for our freedoms here in America. We appreciate you so much, and we thank you for your service. And just know that what you have done has not gone to waste, has not been in vain. Just hold tight, oh Lord. Pray to God that they will be saved. It's a really horrific scene over there. Lindsey Graham, very interestingly enough, Senator Lindsey Graham said Friday that President Biden deserves to be impeached. I'm going to say yes, I agree with that absolutely. And I can't even believe I just said President Biden, but I'm reading this just so you know. This is an actual from Fox article. So I don't personally call him president. He is not my president. My president is President Trump, the one that won the 2020 election, the one that really should be the leader of our country, who is absolutely going to bat for every American and puts America first. Yeah, not that guy Biden. But I will say this. So Lindsey Graham says, Biden deserves to be impeached if the United States leaves any Americans or Afghan allies behind when evacuating Afghanistan, if we leave any Americans behind, if we leave thousands of those Afghans who fought along our side behind bravely, Joe Biden deserves to be impeached for a higher crime and misdemeanor of dereliction of duty. He said this on an appearance on Fox and Friends today on this August 20th. I have to agree with that wholeheartedly. This is absolutely horrific what's happening. And just pictures of what's going on there in Afghanistan are just so, so sad. And we just pray to God that they're going to be safe and that the Americans who are left behind are going to get out. And the Christians, the women and the children over there, what's happening is just horrific. So we pray for them and for their safety. It's not good what is going on. So I'm going to keep this short today. Unfortunately, I am not going to do a very long show, but I just wanted to touch base on just those things that are going on. And again, I appreciate you very much for tuning in. So much is going on in America, and we need to stick together. Those who are truly patriots, the ones that love America, who put God first, one nation under God, who support our troops, who support our military, who fight for our freedoms. We appreciate you so much, and we appreciate the fact that you're willing to stand strong for what is right in America, for our freedoms. We are just in such a bad place. Trump rally tomorrow, just so you know, August 21st, scheduled in Alabama. It will be seen on Right Side Broadcasting. They always will do that. 7 p.m. Central Time, 5 p.m. Pacific. So, of course, there is nothing like a Trump rally. We love those. And, of course, President Trump will have a lot to say about what's going on in Afghanistan, how Biden has basically left Americans behind and has not put Americans first. It's just so horrific. Also, very cool. I love seeing this. Confidential sources. President Trump offering his resources to support the rescue of stranded Americans. That's what a true leader does. That's what Trump is. President Trump puts Americans first. He would never have left them behind the way that they are right now. And not only that, but the way it's been withdrawing the troops the way they did so quickly without the plan in place. Trump had a plan in place, but they have completely taken that away. Anything to do with Trump, they just want to dismantle that, even though he was for America, pro-Americans, for the good of Americans. He was for the people. He's the people's president. He was the president of peace. And now we are just dismantling everything good that he did in his 4 years in office. He needs to be back in the White House. He needs to save America. But he will do his rallies and he will talk about that. So I'm sure that's going to be very nice to see all the patriots come together, and we will, you know, see what he has to say. But always a refreshing thing to see so many wonderful, God-loving patriots, people who love America so much, coming together. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So again, that's going to happen tomorrow on the 21st. That will be something to look forward to. And just always keep God first in your life. I trust in God. I trust in Trump. I do. And of course, we just have to stay strong and fight these horrible things that are happening. For instance, the vaccination passports just not giving us freedom. It's just not right. It's not constitutional. It's an unconstitutional thing. Just stay strong, America. Stay strong. And we will get through this time. This is a crazy, crazy time. We need to stick together. We need to make sure that everything we're doing is for the good of society, for the good of America. Okay, so speaking of those vaccine passports, just so you know, Peggy Hall, she's my hero. She's fantastic. Southern California lady, freedom fighter. I had the blessing of meeting her a couple weeks ago. I just want you to know, she says, if you live in California like I do, to memorize these laws that protect your rights. California Civil Code 43, you have the right to be free from physical harm. California Civil Code 46, it is against the law to say someone has an infectious disease when they don't. California Governor Code 1292.6 defines your religious expressions to include what you wear or don't wear, for instance, face coverings. So you can actually say, my religious expression says no face coverings. Nobody can fault you on that. That's your freedom. California Health and Safety Code 24171, you have the right to determine what is done to your body. Absolutely. So if you choose not to get it, that's your prerogative. That is absolutely your constitutional right to not get it and not be forced to get it. But again, like I said last week when I talked about it, I'm not saying whether you should or should not. That is your choice. That's your prerogative. If you feel like you want to get it, go for it. But nobody should force anybody who doesn't want it. California Health and Safety Code 4172, right of no consent to medical experiments without duress or influence. There you go, right there, boom. That's correct. So we have the right to consent to no of no consent to medical experiments. And this is an experimental jab. It's not FDA approved. It is therefore experimental. So if you want more information, you can always go to thehealthyamerican.org. She has all the answers, and I just love her for it. So I wanted to get that out there as well. So again, thank you so much for joining me here on Mars Bar. I know it's a short show, but again, visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. Always put God first, and we say God bless to you. And again, thank you so much for joining me here, and have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe.